ABC Radio Australia.
A leading Pacific climate change expert says plans to go ahead with Australia's controversial Adani coal mine flies in the face of climate science and the global attempts to reduce carbon emissions. Now, the Adani project was approved late last week. It's expected to be the largest coal mine in Australia, and its supporters claim that it'll bring much-needed jobs to the area that it will be. But there's been plenty of concern about the environmental impact and an active campaign by activists to stop it, including by those with links to the Pacific, as they argue the decision to give it the green light comes at the expense of Pacific Island countries. Our reporter Evan Wasuka has more.
Queensland votes were decisive in re-electing Scott Morrison's government at last month's Australian election. Now, less than a month later, the green light has been given for the start of Adani's Carmichael coal mine. The company says it will mean jobs for Queenslanders and a boost for the economy. But it's unwelcome news for those in the Pacific. Dr. Morgan Wairiu of the University of South Pacific is an expert on climate change and a lead author of the 2018 report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
The science is telling us that, for example, countries like Australia, they need to reduce their emissions by 45%. And opening up a Adani coal mine is not helping with that.
Dr. Wairiu says he finds the decision to open new coal mines perplexing.
I'm surprised in the sense that the science is very clear. The information is out there for policymakers. So the reason why they are not taking science seriously is an issue that we really need to ask ourselves.
Dr. Wairiu says it's Pacific countries who are at the forefront of climate change and who will suffer.
We all know very well that the report has also stated very clearly what are the likely impacts if we reach 1.5 degrees. Like 70% of the coral reef systems will actually be disappearing under that particular temperature regime. And that's not the good news for the Pacific Island countries where most of the communities are dependent on the coastal resources and ecosystems.
Tongan Joseph Sikulu is a regional campaign specialist with climate change advocacy group 350.org. He's worried that this will be just the first of many more coal mines in Queensland.
If the Carmichael mine goes ahead and establishing a rail line to the Galilee Basin, then it's likely to open up the region for another six mines, which means that Australia would be then releasing billions of tons of more coal getting burned, more carbon in the atmosphere, and that spells disaster for climate change.
The Adani announcement comes on the back of Scott Morrison's visit to Solomon Islands, which is part of the government's so-called Pacific Step Up.
Definitely a step in the face of the Beau Declaration, which the Morrison government signed onto last year, that specifically outlined climate change as the single greatest threat.
Dr. Morgan Wairiu agrees and says the Adani announcement is undermining the Australian government's so-called Pacific Step Up.
You come in the Pacific telling Pacific Islanders about the support that Australia is providing in terms of all the development issues, but those investment in development are redundant when you don't make any effort to reduce emissions.
But Mr. Sikulu says it's not yet over and his organization will be rallying support to campaign against the Adani coal mine.
The fight definitely isn't over for this mine, and we in the Pacific will do everything we can to support the movement here, but also ensure that we're supporting our leaders as they go into some really important regional negotiations like Pacific Island Forum's meeting in the next couple of months and also climate change negotiations.
That is Joseph Zane Sikulu from the climate advocacy group 350.org, ending that report from Evan Wasuka.